Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's sports weekend here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline USA, heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Some live updates for you in the bottom of the third. The New York Mets are up 3-1 to the Los Angeles Dodgers in a series where the Dodgers are up 3-1 to the Mets. It is a must-win, needless to say, for the Mets tonight. It was probably a must-win last night, and it was probably a must-win in Game 3 as well. Tonight, after an absolutely devastating loss for my New York Yankees, the Yankees come back, now up 2-1, facing off against the Guardians. We have Gill versus Williams on the hill. The Yankees are a minus 120 favorite. Cleveland, even money. Man, this playoff baseball has just been absolutely electric. That game last night, as painful as it was for me to watch, is exactly why we love the sport. I mean, just the announcer was so spot on. It was electrifying. The videos, you see the clips outside the stadium, people down the street, the place was explosive, and just an all-time classic playoff baseball game. However, that is not all we have to look forward to. We have an absolutely stacked NFL slate, an unbelievable college slate as well, coming up this weekend. Some highlights on that college slate. We have Bama going to Tennessee. We got Georgia and Texas squaring off as well. I mean, we're going to dive into all of this coming up over the next hour. Something that was certainly not so exciting last night. The Denver Broncos walked into New Orleans and absolutely wiped the floor with the Saints. Dennis Allen has a 2-9 record as Saints head coach against opponents who held winning records at kickoff since being hired in 2022. How much longer is he going to be around? I'm not so sure. But one thing I do know, we are going to be around for the next hour here with you on iHeartRadio. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, coming up next with me, Giovanna Scroggins. We're going to be chatting some college ball and some NFL. Stay right where you are. We will be right back. You do not want to miss this sports weekend, baby. Let's rock and roll.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. With me, Giovanna Scroggins. Giovanna, oh my goodness, we have quite the weekend of football ahead, huh? How about it?
Yeah, Super Bowl matchup. We have Texas and Georgia facing off. That's going to be a really good college football game. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on this weekend, not to mention baseball heading towards that World Series. So a lot of sports to watch, and NBA final season, regular season kind of coming down. So we're rocking and rolling with fall sports.
Baby, NHL is back. We got soccer rocking and rolling, college football, NFL. I want to start with college because this game is very, very interesting. Texas sitting at 6-0, 2-0 in SEC play, ranked number one, taken on at home, Texas being home. Georgia ranked 5-1, 3-1 in SEC play. Texas is a minus 4.5 point favorite. You're located down in Texas. What's the vibe? Are you guys confident about this one? Are you a little nervous? It's Georgia, but this seems to be a little bit of a different tune for this Texas team, huh?
Yeah, I think the Longhorns are walking into this matchup very confident. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I think this is the first actual test for this Longhorn team. Obviously, they have some competition coming up after Georgia as well. But I'm really interested to see how they're playing. Obviously, they had the Red River rivalry last weekend against Oklahoma. Obviously walked over Oklahoma, but when you look at that game, there wasn't a lot of competition. Oklahoma didn't really, you know, hold them the way they needed to. So I think Georgia's obviously going to do a better job at defending the ball and stopping the pass and the run out of Texas. So really interested to see how this game plays out. But I think the Longhorns, I think they're walking into this very confidently.
I think they're getting a win here as well. Now, let's just play this out. You know, Georgia loses this one. They're sitting at 3-2 in SEC play, 5-2. You know, what's it look like moving forward for them if they do drop this? And on the flip side, you know, if Texas drops this one, you know, what does that say about them? And, you know, this is their first real test. They kind of got a win, no? Who do you think's under more pressure going into this game?
I think Georgia's under a little bit more pressure going into this game. I think if Georgia does not win, obviously, you know, you have Alabama right behind. I think there's other teams that are really going to close in. I mean, obviously, Iowa State, I think they have a good, pretty favorable matchup going in and into this week, too. So for Georgia, if they want to keep that number five spot and still want to be, you know, the team that they should be, I think this is a must win for them. Texas loses, they're going to drop down a couple spots in the rankings, but I don't think it'll be as detrimental to them losing this game versus a Texas, obviously, Texas undefeated. So they definitely have a little bit more to lose. Georgia has a little bit more to lose in this matchup, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. You mentioned Alabama. Let's shift over there. Alabama, number 7, sitting 5-1, 2-1 in SEC play, going to Tennessee on the road, who's also 5-1 and 2-1 in SEC play. Identical records, in and out of conference. Alabama's a -3 favorite. I'm loving Alabama to get this win here. I don't know. There's something about this Tennessee team that seems like they just don't have the same amount of experience as Alabama does. I know, obviously, Bama has the new coach. But I think Alabama rolls this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I typically would agree with you if in other seasons, but Alabama has surprised me a lot this season so far. And I think Tennessee can go in and take a page out of teams like Vanderbilt that obviously beat them. So if they can do that, I think Tennessee might come in here and get an upset. Obviously, they're playing at home. So I don't know. Like I said, typically I would roll Crimson Tide, but I'm not sure with this one. I think Tennessee could possibly get an upset in this one.
I could definitely see it as well. I definitely can. And I mean, this would be just such a big win for the Tennessee program. If they can get this win, it would almost, sure, I would say, all but solidify, you know, a college football playoff spot for them. I'm so hyped up for this 12-team playoff. I cannot begin to tell you. You know, it seems like so much more is on the line, no?
100%. I mean, obviously, we see what's happening with the NFL. I turned off the Thursday Night Football game and watched baseball instead. And I think that's the first time I've done that in a while, just with the NFL. But college is just so unpredictable. And I think that's what makes it so fun to watch. And now you have 12 teams fighting it out for the championship, which is going to just make for great football and great viewership. And obviously giving a Cinderella story chance to some of these teams that, you know, could never make it with the original model of the championships and the playoffs. So I think it's going to be really, really fun and really, really exciting.
Yeah, I'm super fired up. Let's shift over to NFL because we have so many games that are so interesting coming up this weekend. I think the one that stands out the most for me, I'm going to not be, bland and say it's the Chiefs and the 49ers, the Super Bowl rematch. This Detroit going to Minnesota game, where Minnesota's -1.5-point favorite, is so intriguing for me. Division rivalry, Minnesota 5-0, Detroit 4-1 after they just, I'm sorry, I have to mention it, after they just rolled your Cowboys. Bad, 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 bad. Running hook and ladders with offensive linemen. We're going to skip over that because it's a bye week, so I'm going to give you a break on ripping on the Cowboys here. Who do you have in this game? And, you know, what will it say about the Vikings if they lose this game, and what does it say about them if they win?
I have the Lions winning this one, and here's why. The Lions are impressive to me for lots of reasons, but the main reason is I love Dan Campbell as coach. I think he's phenomenal. Jared Goff has been really, really good so far this season. And that last game against Dallas, 3 for 315 yards, had 3 touchdowns. Obviously, David Montgomery, after getting his 2-year extension for $18.25 million, that was crazy. He had 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. I think this is when the Vikings get taken down and don't go undefeated. I think the Lions are going to win this one. And obviously, the Lions have huge momentum. And I think they've really figured out their identity as a football team. And that's why I have the Lions winning this one.
To go into the NFC East, it's almost certain that Washington will beat Carolina. Washington's at home, so they'll be sitting at 5-2, top of the division. We have the Eagles going into New York. Sirianni last week was, you know, chirping his own fans. Probably the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen an NFL head coach do. He's by far the most unlikable human being in the NFL by far. I think for me, he surpassed Goodell, who I hate. This guy's an absolute clown. If the Eagles lose this game, and they're 3-point favorites, if they go into New York and lose, is that it for Sirianni? Has he now put so much pressure on himself that he won't be able to survive a loss like this?
You know what? I'm not sure if it's it for him necessarily, but I think the pressure is just going to build up and build up for the Eagles. I mean, if they go in and lose to the Giants, I mean, at least the Cowboys beat the Giants. And I definitely, the Eagles with Jalen Hurts, they just have on paper a really good team. Obviously, I think they're also playing without Dallas Goedert, the tight end. I think he's going to be out in that matchup. But if they go in and lose against the Giants, that is going to say a lot about the team. And I think you have to look at the coaching staff 100%. And that's going to be very telling what they go and do.
The Eagles' defensive line hasn't been great. Their defense as a whole hasn't been great. And the Giants' defense, is kind of, you know, stood on business to start this season. They've been great. So, the over-under is 42.5.
I'm kind of liking the under here. I do think that the Eagles will win a close one, but I'm not loving it. We need to mention it. Devontae Adams, now a New York Jet, it has been reported today that he will be playing with no restrictions after recovering from his quote-unquote hamstring injury. I'm sure it was actually a hamstring injury, not that, you know, he knew he was getting traded. The Jets are going to Pittsburgh. They're -2 point favorites. Are we about to see a brand new New York Jets team under a new head coach with Devontae Adams in the starting lineup?
I think we have to, right? If the Jets don't go in and win against the Steelers, who Russell Wilson is looking like, has been officially reported, but I believe Russell Wilson is going to get that start for the Steelers. But if the Jets do not go in here and win this game with the new coach, with the new play calling on the offensive side and Devonta Adams, I'm not sure what's going to go on. I think there's going to be a lot of questions if they don't go in and win this game. Obviously, the record for the Jets sitting at 2-4 right now. So this is a must win for them. And if they don't win, I think all hope kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't win this game, there's almost virtually zero chance of making the playoffs. They play away at the Steelers, away at the Patriots. Those both have to be wins. They're home against the Texans, which that's a really tough one. If they drop that one, I don't think anyone's going to panic. And they have go away to the Cardinals. Real quick, the Super Bowl rematch, the San Francisco 49ers are -2 point favorites at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes as an underdog. What do you think here? I think I'm rolling with Kansas City to get this one done. San Francisco has not looked great to start the season for me.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't like Patrick Mahomes as the underdog. That's already telling to me. I think, you know, when you bet against Patrick, it's never going to end well for you. So I think the Chiefs, they're going to go in there and take this one in that Super Bowl matchup.
I think so as well. And it looks like Travis Kelce has finally woken up from his slumber. He had a great game last week. Xavier Worthy, I'm expecting a big game from him. And Kareem Hunt, baby. I mean, who would have thought this guy comes back to the Chiefs after all this time and he lit it up? He actually 2 weeks ago cost me a fantasy win. So not so happy about that. But Giovanna, thank you so, so much. We will be right back. We're going to continue talking some NFL. Zayd Hussain coming up next. We got college NFL to talk about. We'll give some baseball updates. Do not move. I'm Tyler Levine here on Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, now, Zaid Hussain, who will be live, boots on the ground, as Michigan travels to Illinois, number 22 versus number 24, Big Ten matchup, both 2-1 of the Big Ten. Zaid, how we doing, my friend?
Doing great, brother. Happy to be on with you and talking some college football as well as getting into some NFL today. Big, big games tomorrow for college football lined up. I'll be there, as you said, for Illinois versus Michigan. A battle of, two really good teams ranked 24 and 22nd. Illinois now 5-1, looking to go 6-1 on the season. And Michigan sitting at 4-2. But, you know, big game in Illinois against the defending champions. Excited to break it down with you.
I'm excited as well. I'm actually a Michigan fan, been my whole life. My dad made me this way. I waited a very, very long time to get a national championship. I went into the season without expectations. What are your expectations for this Michigan team? And, you know, I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, their chances of, you know, making the college football playoff might be dead unless they can pretty much win out from here. You know, what are your thoughts on this game? Michigan's actually a 3.5-point favorite, although they are being on the road. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think when you look at Michigan, obviously they lost so many players from last year. And this year, I feel like they're having a hard time generating big plays. You know, a couple stats that stuck out to me was, the Wolverines ranking 130th in team passing yards in the country at basically 115 passing yards per game, which in college football, as we know, is not a lot. They're having a tough time generating those big plays. Illinois, on the flip side, though, can't really defend the run, which is Michigan's strength, and I think that's why they're favored 3.5 points here, because Illinois can't really stop anything. We saw them win 50-49 against Purdue in overtime last week, which was a really good game. But I think both teams are going to have success offensively, but I think when you also look at it, Michigan's strength is running the football, and that's Illinois' kind of, you know, downfall here in this game. I think that they're going to allow a lot of yards on the ground, and I think Michigan's going to be able to run the ball right through them.
So you got Michigan winning. You're making me a happy man?
Yeah, I think they win. It could be closer than we think. You know, the 3.5 points could come into play. I think Illinois could cover. We could go down to the wire here. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I talked to so many different fans already. This is like the biggest game of the year for Illinois. So, you know, the crowd's going to be there. The atmosphere is going to be, you know, insane. It's going to be electric energy. Who knows what could happen, especially coming off the thrilling victory with Illinois. Their quarterback play has been really well, and I think this game is going to come down to the wire. But I think ultimately, if Illinois cannot stop the run, that's going to be their downfall.
We are inching closer and closer to the inaugural 12-team playoff, Zaid, and I am so beyond fired up for this. I think it's just the coolest thing. We've never seen a league or an organization, whatever you want to call it, expand their playoff three times the amount. As we inch closer to that, who are you leaning towards as the team that's going to take it home? And, you know, who's someone that's been disappointing for you thus far that maybe earlier on in the season you thought had a shot, and now they're kind of, you know, they're dwindling away slowly?
Yeah, I think it's so interesting. Like you said, going from four teams to 12 teams is just huge. And this is the best year to do it because I think there's not one dominant team. You know, everybody talks about Texas being 6-0 and, you know, ranked number one. But Texas really hasn't had that tough test of playing a Georgia or an Alabama yet, which we're going to see very soon. They're going to have a couple of tough games on their schedule. But when you look at the teams from 1 to 12, I went last week and saw Iowa State versus West Virginia. Iowa State 6-0, ranked number 9 now in the country. I feel like that's a team that is very overrated. Seeing them in person, while they won dominantly, I thought that they did not look that great passing the eye test for me. Teams that I think are going to be very successful come postseason is a team like Georgia. While dropping to Alabama, I think they're still very, very dominant. I think Alabama is a team that's going to struggle against other teams come college football playoff time. I think Georgia is a team that will settle in. Their defense will finally get it going, and their offense will get it going. I think this is honestly the favorite for me going into the playoffs.
Georgia, because I think a lot of people are overlooking them just because they were getting blown out by that Alabama team, but they came back amicably, although they didn't ultimately get the win. Let's just focus on that game this weekend then. You think Georgia can take down Texas, or you think Texas is going to overcome their first real test and be sitting at 6-0?
Yeah, no, I think Georgia wins here. I really do. I think Georgia's going to make a statement. And this is, it really is, like you said, the first test for Texas. And I just don't see them being able to compete here. I think it's going to be a close game, but I don't think they're going to have enough firepower to ultimately win this game. I'm riding with Georgia to ruin it. I think this is possibly a preview of the college football final, a Georgia-Texas type situation.
I could see that, and that would be a good one. Georgia's actually a plus 170 money line. There's certainly a lot of juice on that. They're plus 4.5-point favorites as well. That's going to be a real interesting one. We got a pretty interesting one tonight as well. This BYU team, who's 6-0, sitting at 3-0 in Big 12 play. Real quick, any chance Oklahoma State knocks them off, or BYU's rolling tonight?
I think BYU rolls, man. I honestly do, especially the fact that they're playing at home. You know, Oklahoma State, maybe if they had this game at home, you have a chance. But sitting at 6-0, man, BYU is a team that doesn't really make a ton of mistakes. And having that home crowd behind them, I think they're just going to roll. They're about 9.5-point favorites, -350 on the money line. And, honestly, the undefeated start for them is a real surprise. But I think the quality of their wins, too, is really well. And I think they roll here. I think there's no reason they get upset.
I know you're a huge Bears fan, and let's just talk about this division. Yeah, the Vikings at 5-0 at the top. Lions sitting in second, 4-1, and the Bears and Packers both 4-2. I mean, we haven't seen this division ever. I'm pretty sure it actually might be the best start to a division historically ever. How fired up are you for Caleb Williams? What are your thoughts on the Bears moving forward? They got a bye week this week, so I just wanted to chat with you about that. Is this the most positive you felt about the Bears in the last 10, 15 years?
Yeah, for sure. I think for the first time ever, our offense is actually decent. And I don't know whether it's the fact that we played probably the four worst teams in the league already. Like, I mean, when you look at our wins, yeah, obviously we've been playing great, but we've been playing some horrible defenses. And I think that you have to be a realist about those situations where, okay, yeah, we scored a lot and we won three straight games, but look who we beat. I mean, we beat the Panthers, we beat Jacksonville, and we beat Tennessee. I think if you name the three worst teams in football, it's probably those three teams right now. So it's like, yeah, you can't get overboard on the Bears. You can't. A lot of people forget that. And, people in Chicago, all we do is we overreact and we say, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl, we're the Bears. But, we got to take a step back. I think our first real test comes against Washington next week. They're a team that's going to be able to put up a lot of points. We're playing them on the road. It's almost a pick 'em in that game. That's where we'll see where the Bears really stand. But, I think looking at this division, if you told me the Vikings were going to be rolling the way they're rolling, undefeated, and nobody in their sight is stopping them, I mean, I would have told you you're crazy. What do you think about that?
It's insane. It's just been crazy, man. This kid, Jaden Daniels, is an absolute stud. I want to touch on the Bears' schedule because they play the Patriots November 10th, and then listen to this run of games that they have to close out the season. They got the Packers, the Vikings, the Lions, the Niners, the Vikings, the Lions, the Seahawks, and the Packers. What's your realistic expectations for the Bears come the end of the season? Like, if you could have X amount of wins, what would leave you in a happy place saying, okay, I feel good about this season and, we're keeping our coach around?
I think we need to get to 9 wins. Honestly, when you look at the Arizona and New England back-to-back weeks, we have to come out of there 2-0, I think. Or because you got to look at, like, with the Packers. They're a team that historically has just owned us over the last 10-plus years. And then you look at the way the Vikings have been playing, man, and they've been playing really, really well. You got to figure we split with at least one of them. And if we could do that and then we knock off the Patriots, who haven't really looked well. We knock off an Arizona team who's been up and down throughout the year. If we could get to 9 wins, I would consider that a success. If anything under 9 wins, I would say, you know, it's kind of almost a failed season. But that also depends how Caleb Williams is looking towards the end of the year. One thing about the Bears is, you know, we always have a very solid defense that's going to carry us no matter what.
Yep. I want to touch on the Packers. You mentioned them. They're at home against the Texans this week. They're -2.5-point favorites. That's an odd line, being favorites against this Texans team. I know Nico Collins is out injured. You think the Packers are winning this weekend? What do you got on this game?
Yeah, for me, this is a really interesting game, honestly. I looked at last week's example. You know, last week I was very, very heavy on the Packers. I gave them out with Marty as my best bet at -5.5. They ended up winning the game by 20-plus. Now you stay at home again against a Texans team that's been rolling. I think the line is priced about right. I wouldn't make a bet here. I think this is a game that could go either way. While Jordan Love looked really well last week, this is a Texans team that's been rolling, and they're playing real stingy defensively as well. You know, this is a Texans team that's been limiting people. You know, you limit the Bills to 20 points. This is a team that's limited the Bears to 13 points. The Texans have been up and down throughout the year, but sitting at 5-1 now, I think they're starting to get their groove with 3 straight wins. So I'm staying away from this game. I think this is more of a stay away and see how the Packers look after. It's a real test for the Packers.
All right, real quick, who is your lock of the week on this NFL slate? Let's hear it real quick.
So, yeah, I'm going with the Miami Dolphins this week, believe it or not, with the points. I think the Dolphins here against the Cardinals at home, you look at what they're doing now. Huntley's going to be back coming off of a bye. You got Achane yep. back as well. The running game's going to get going, and the Dolphins are going to roll as 2.5-point favorites.
I'm loving it. Say, thank you so much. This was great. Stay right where you are. We're coming right back on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Ty Levine. Up next with me, Marty Terrell, baby. We're rocking and rolling. Stay right where you are.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Illegal disposable Chinese vapes are flooding store shelves and infiltrating our schools. The next administration must take immediate action. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Illegal disposable vapes are being smuggled into the U.S. The FDA has failed to crack down, and teen vaping of these Chinese-made illegal products has surged. Our next president must commit to cracking down on these illegal imports. It's time for accountability.
This message is brought to you by the Border Security Alliance.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. It is Terrell and Tyler here. Tyler Levine alongside Marty Terrell. Some live updates. The Mets and you Mets fans, man. But you are wiping the sweat off your forehead right now. It's the bottom of the fourth. The Mets are up 8-2. Just got out of a jam. Bases were loaded. Two outs. Full count. They get the out. Freeman goes down. Marty, welcome. How about this playoff baseball, man? Last night was just, and we were talking about this. I mean, it was just a painful loss as a Yankee fan, but one that I was happy to have. I mean, what a game.
You know, and you said that today. I thought, how can he say that? But if you, seriously, I went back and watched highlight after highlight after highlight, and you can't make it up, you know. You just can't. The Guardians were on the ropes. I mean, they were just absolutely on the ropes. It's over. They're down 3-0. And I predicted yesterday, I put it on the blog. I said, they're going to get swept. You know, they look like they're lifeless. But it goes to show you with two swings of the bat, and then they respond to, like you said, the back-to-backers from Judge and Giancarlo Stanton come off the mat like that. Now it just throws tonight into full-blown focus. You can look, are they going to let down? I don't think so. I think the Guardians – and the Yankees will go right down to the wire tonight. And this series, as weird as it started, you really haven't lost anything until you lose at home. And it looked like the Guardians had lost at home and the series is over. And yet here we are. And if we go 2-2, this is not a foregone conclusion. We're going to get a Dodger-Yankee World Series. And I would have told you you were crazy to suggest otherwise. But right now, it's very dependent upon tonight. But, yeah, that game last night was an all-timer. Not going to get into the greatest I've ever seen because you can't compare eras. There's so many different moving targets and moving parts. But all I will say is that's the beauty of playoff baseball. It's kind of like hockey. Playoffs and anything. Because that just was like spontaneous combustion.
It was insane.
I mean, you just walked out of that. Yeah, it's crazy. But anyways, that's the beauty of baseball. Go to enough baseball games, you'll see something you've never seen before. And that was something else last night. Unbelievable. Loved it.
And just the way the Yankees had came back to being down 3-1 and then hitting back-to-back to go up 4-3, it really felt like the Guardians were dead men walking. That's what's so cool about baseball. You know, you compare it to other sports, but playoff baseball is different in a sense of not many times in other sports do you see, maybe outside of soccer and hockey, just one play that can just change everything. One swing, one hit. It was absolutely beautiful. Something that was not so beautiful last night. The New Orleans Saints got absolutely smoked by the Denver Broncos 33-10. It was not particularly close at all. I had this stat pulled up before. Dennis Allen is 2-9 against opponents with a winning record since 2022. How much longer can this guy stay around?
Yeah, he's 12-19, I think, or something. I was looking at numbers yesterday. Did you see the injury list? Their injury list had like nine to 10 guys on there. I mean, Alave, Rashid, I mean, all the way down the list. So I'll give you that. But this is, you're playing Rattler at quarterback. I didn't watch a lick of it. I didn't watch a lick of that game. That game had no juice for me. It had zero. And I heard what you said yesterday. You said, look, don't even look at anything other than the fact that Denver's going to win this game big. And Bo Nix had a little bit of a field day. And the Williams, the running back, had a nice game. Denver's good. Denver's a good football team, you know. And Sean Payton went back to the house that he, you know, not built. But, listen, it's the only team that he hadn't beaten because he coached him for so long. Now he's beaten every single NFL team. It was a laugher last night. So, insofar as I don't know what it is with Thursday Night Football, but wake me up when we see a good one, would you? Have we seen a good one yet? I mean, seriously, have we seen a good one yet?
I don't know what it is. Terrible. You would think that when they get together to put the schedule together at the beginning of the season, especially on a day where there's only one game, where inevitably speaking, once you're a couple weeks into the season, like there's other stuff going on. There's playoff baseball, NBA's right around the corner, hockey's back. Right. I mean, what is with a Denver Broncos versus New Orleans Saints game on a Thursday night? You would think that they would have a game like what we're seeing this weekend, a Super Bowl rematch, Chiefs and Niners, where everyone wants to tune in and watch every play.
Right.
I can't imagine how bad the ratings were last night, because I'm with you.
But
I didn't watch
in their right. But in their defense, if I had asked you 6 weeks ago, Denver at New Orleans, say week one or week two, what would you have said? Wait, New Orleans started 2-0. You'd say, well, that might be a hell of a game. I mean, Drew Brees is going to get fair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, 6 weeks ago, that game looks right. Now, you know, you spin the calendar ahead 6 weeks and it turns out to be a god awful game. Saints got a mash unit like you can't believe, and Denver all of a sudden is, a contender, and it's going to be interesting. But yeah, and then the next NFL game we see is going to be Sunday morning, and don't miss this one. Don't sleep in Sunday, because you got the 1-5 Jags against the 1-5 Patriots. come on.
Something a little more exciting. I mean, we've seen it 13 times in his career total, which is astonishing. Patrick Mahomes is an underdog going to San Francisco. The Niners are 2-point favorites. Are we going to see another Mahomes masterclass here in a game where, his offense obviously injury-ridden with Rashee Rice out for the season? Pacheco just had surgery. Somehow they always it's so insane. These Andy Reid offenses, it's just plug and play. You find somebody who's fast, you put him in there. They bring back Kareem Hunt. The guy's all of a sudden a superstar again. What do you like in this game, Marty?
I like what you liked a couple of weeks ago, and you said, look out, Xavier Worthy is going to be the most exciting player this year, and he is. He's putting up unbelievable numbers. I don't play fantasy football, but I pay attention. I think I do anyways. Outstanding. That in and of itself, this is be a compelling game. My gut tells me the Niners are going to find a way. There's a sense of urgency to right their ship. They're not in rough shape, but they've beaten let the Rams get away with one. They've just been a little sloppy. I somehow think Purdy gets up for this one like he does everyone. I'm saying he's a pretty steady professional. I like the Niners in this game, and there's nothing like a loss to to give a coach Andy Reid. I mean, we're in late October. I get it. The NFL, you get your first month, you get your second month. Well, movement month is in November, and then December, you're jockeying for seeding if you're still alive in the playoff hunt. A loss in the middle of October is going to be very benign towards the Chiefs' cause. I like the Niners. I think they have more of a sense of urgency on Sunday in Santa Clara. I like the Niners.
I'm not going to do the perfect game jinx. If the Chiefs find a way to win this game, really the only tough teams they have for the remainder of the season are the Bucks, the Bills, and the Texans in week 15 or 16. Outside of that, I mean, if they can find a way to win this game, we're looking at the potential, as guys get healthy again for, a perfect regular season here, huh?
I don't see it. It's just so hard to do. It's so hard to do. I don't see it. They're going to lose. They're going to lose Sunday, and then they're going to lose two or three more. They're probably going to be a 13-4. Probably not. Maybe 14-3. You want to go at that point. You're splitting hairs. They're going to be a one seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
That's all I know. They're going to be a one seed. But I like to speculate. I like to look at that. I like to look at the schedule and put W's and L's next to games. It's so unpredictable. This is why the NFL is why we love it so much. I mean, you cannot imagine. I mean, I look at a month ago, the Texans went up to Minnesota. And I thought this is a real, real tricky spot for Minnesota. They won the game 34-7.
Yeah,
it was never in doubt, And so I look at Detroit, Minnesota Sunday up there, and I'm thinking, I think Minnesota really should be in a good spot. And I'm telling you right now, Detroit's going to go in there and they're going to put an L in the checkbox next to the Vikings name for them. Very neatly, they're going to put a little one in that box. And I'm telling you, they're going to win the game double digits, because as much as the Vikings have been playing on cloud nine and we love the quarterbacking story and we love, Darnold's doing amazing things. And when you got Jefferson, you got everything, because he's impossible to cover one-on-one. He shreds defenses. They're running the ball. The offensive line is clicking. They're playing defense. I mean, you're sitting here shaking your head going, how are the Vikings doing this? They didn't look like this on paper. Let me tell you something. Detroit wants to send a statement, and I think they're going to deliver a statement. That being said, this has a chance to maybe be the game of the week, game of the season. Who knows? But I love Detroit in this spot on the road.
Me too. I think Detroit, I'm riding with what you just said. They're a team about pride. Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, it's all about pride. You saw it because you remember last season when they had that penalty that was called for that offensive lineman who caught the ball in the 100%. End zone, and they yep. come out against the Cowboys, the team it happened against, and yep. they were running trick plays for their linemen. You think that doesn't say that this is a team that's about ego and making a statement and reminding people who they are and putting them in their place? I think Detroit absolutely rolls the Vikings in this one, and that division, they get squared up at the top there. We were talking about the Chiefs being a juggernaut in the AFC, potential number one seed. I want to chat quickly about this Ravens team because they're essentially two plays away, calling it for what it is, from being 6-0. And they have looked in these last four games. I mean, listen to the teams that they've just dismantled. The Cowboys, look, it ended up being 28-25, but that one wasn't close. I'm saying it now. They absolutely rolled the Bills, 35-10. A close one with the Bengals, 41-38. It's a division game, though. Those are generally close. And then they smoked the Commanders as well, who have probably had their best start in my lifetime that I can remember. They take on the Bucs Monday night, 8:15, and the Bucs defense has not exactly looked great. Are we about to see a 5-2 Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, I think so. And listen, you can look at it any way you want. They got a great quarterback. The Derrick Henry acquisition was a masterstroke. It seemed like he was headed to Dallas. How Jerry Jones can try to get us to believe that we couldn't afford him is just a head shaker. That's just justifying the fact that you made a stupid move by not getting him. He's totally changed the dynamics of that team. I mean, he's a instant 100-yard rusher. He's a beast. He's still got great speed. There was people questioning whether, the injuries were finally catching up with him, and I think they did and have, but he has managed, to take care of himself in the offseason. And there's nothing like a change of venue and getting away from a situation that's going the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Tennessee was going the wrong way for him, and that gets into your psyche. So not only are you physically banged up, you're mentally banged up. So what does he get in Baltimore? He gets a MVP quarterback. He gets an all-world quarterback. He gets an owner that is excellent. He's got a defense that's going to keep him in most cases in every game. He's got an offensive line. He's got tight ends. He looks at the whole offensive and says, look, and don't forget, it's a year removed from we were killing the running back position. Running backs aren't getting their money. They're not needed anymore. It's just throw the ball 40 times a game. Well, let me tell you something. The Baltimore Ravens run the football. And they run it with the quarterback, and they run it with Henry, and they can also throw it. I would not be, and I don't know if I put him as a favorite because of what Kansas City did to him last year, but the key words there is last year. I think Baltimore is very live as a potential AFC representative in the Super Bowl in New Orleans in February.
100%. I think so as well, because I can't remember, at least in my lifetime, and maybe you can quote me on this and find some guys that you think are better, but is there a better quarterback running back 1-2 punch in history?
No,
just with what we've seen? I can't think of anybody.
I'd have to spend some time on that. I'm sure there is, but they're right now tough to match and almost impossible to beat. They stay healthy, look out. And that 0-2 start looks like nothing more than what it was, a total blip. The Raider loss was just an aberration, a blip, and now it maybe served them well, because look at them now. They're on a roll.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Overnight America rolls on here on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. He's Marty Terrell. I'm Tyler Levine. Stay right where you are. We're wrapping it up, and we got some baseball updates when we come back.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here with Marty Terrell, and I am Tyler Levine. Some live updates for you in the Mets-Dodgers Game 5. The Mets add on two more, up 10-2, Marty. It looks like we're going back to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I would say very, very likely. Very, very likely. You know, from 8-2, if it went to 8-4, 8-5, we'd have a decent game. But it's dinner time. Got to do a little meeting tonight. But after that, it's Yankees, Guardians. And I'm just dying to see how both these teams respond. How are the Guardians going to respond? How are the Yankees going to respond? And we're going to find out in the next couple hours. It's
going to be awesome. I think we're going to have a Guardians team that's very motivated and feels like they have momentum. And we're going to have a Yankees team that's very pissed off because the series is over last night. There was one out away. And let's remember, the only reason that was going to extras is because of an Anthony Rizzo error. You know, if he makes that play and that home run happens, it's, you know, it's harmless. Yep. There's still two outs. You know, the odds of another home run happening are very, very low there. But, you know, that's the thing about sports. It's one play changes everything. You know, a little bit of momentum, especially in baseball. You know, they feed off of those little errors. It's all mental, man. It's how it goes. And tonight we got Gill going up against Williams. I'm not too familiar with Williams. I can't lie.
I'm not either. You know, Heel is the way they pronounce it. Heel. Look, he was razor sharp this year. He's been hittable. And the other point I'm going to make, Tyler, real quick, is when you let a team off the hook like that, when you have them down and literally read them their last right, this game is over, and they get off the mat, wow. I'm telling you, if the Indians win this one tonight, all bets are off. No pun intended.
I mean, yeah, the Yankees have to win tonight. If the Yankees don't win tonight, I am not going to be feeling good about going to the World Series in New York. I'll tell you that. It's just I've seen this story way too many times, especially with Aaron Boone at the helm.
Yeah, I mean, Ramirez is capable. Fry showed you what he's about last night. Kwong is a disruptor. And if you get to Class A in the back end of that bullpen, it could be 6-2 and even adios. Good job, Tyler. Adios.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you so much. This has been great. Sports Overnight America rolls on. Up next, Rick Tittle. It's sports weekend. Cannot wait to be back with you guys over the weekend and into next week. Have a great Friday night. Go Yankees, baby. Let's rock.